Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I travel the world, visiting with boys and girls everywhere, sharing beautiful ideas of happiness and joy and interesting living. Well, last night I was visiting at the home of Charlotte, and Charlotte was in bed. And Charlotte was sick. Now, Charlotte's mother and father were very sad that Charlotte was sick because they felt she was seriously sick. And her boys and girls, her friends in the neighborhood, they came to visit that evening. And they came to Charlotte's mother and father and said, "We'd like to visit Charlotte." And Charlotte's father said, "She's very sick. She can't have any visitors." And Charlotte's mother said, "Oh, yes, she's so sick. She can't have any visitors." And just then the doctor came out of Charlotte's room. And Charlotte's mother said, "Yes, doctor, yes." And the doctor said, "Now, now, Charlotte is coming along okay. And who are all these boys and girls?" And Charlotte's mother said, "These are Charlotte's friends." "Well," the doctor said, "I think this is just the kind of medicine that Charlotte needs, to have a visit from her best friends." And all the boys and girls who came looked at the doctor and says, "You're right, you're right. We want to see Charlotte." And so they walked into Charlotte's room, and the mother and father accompanied. And Charlotte's mom and dad looked at Charlotte and said, "Oh, Charlotte, oh, Charlotte, oh, Charlotte." And Charlotte looked up at her mother and dad and said, "Mom, Pop, would you mind getting me something to eat? I'm kind of hungry." And Charlotte's mom says, "Oh, how wonderful." And she went out of the room, and Charlotte's father followed her mother out of the room. And the children were in the room with Charlotte. And the children said, "Charlotte, what are you doing in bed?" "Well, the doctor says I'm sick." "Well, do you feel sick?" "I don't know." "Well, what do you mean you don't know? If you feel sick, you feel sick. If you don't feel sick, you don't feel sick." "Well, I feel a little weak, but I'm not really sick. I don't feel sick." "Well, Charlotte, I think that you're whole and perfect. You look just wonderful. You look just great. Charlotte, you look whole and perfect." And all the kids were saying, "Yeah, Charlotte, you look whole and perfect. Charlotte, you're such a good-looking girl. Charlotte, you look whole and perfect. Charlotte, you should really come out and play. Charlotte, you're wonderful." And the boys and girls were telling Charlotte how wonderful she looked. And Charlotte sat up in bed, and she said, "I do feel better." And as the boys and girls kept saying, "Charlotte, you're wonderful. Charlotte, you know, we're going to play our new game now, and we'd like to have you be in the game too, because, you know, you helped us think through the game." Now, Charlotte said, "Oh, yes, right, I want to do that. Now, let's play it right here and now." So the kids started playing the game right here and now. And as Charlotte was sitting up in bed, she put her feet over the edge of the bed, and the children were talking to her, and the children said, "Well, now, this game is one where we got to run, and we got to run all the way to the tree and back. And when we get to the tree, we have to count 1, 2, 3 and look at the tree and then come back. And if we don't count 1, 2, 3, we don't get the points." And Charlotte says, "Oh, I like that. I think that's good. Well, you added that since the last time we talked about it." "That's right, we added that. I'm sorry, Charlotte. I forgot that you weren't there the last time we were talking about it." "Well, now, show me how it works." So Teddy got up and he says, "Now, I stand over here. And I run over to the tree here, but I don't have a tree here in the room, so I run over to the chair. And then when I get to the chair, I got to count to 3, and then I can run back, and then the one who makes the trip the fastest is the winner." Now, Teddy stood there, and he took a deep breath. And then he ran across the room, which wasn't a very big room, and he got to the chair. And he looked at the chair, and he says, 1, 2, 3. And then he turned around and he ran back to where he was. And he said, "All right, now, Madeline, you do it." And so Madeline got over at the chair before the And she ran to the other chair. She counted one, two, three. And then she went back to the first place, first chair where she was, and she says, there. And then they were timing each other by saying 1,001, 1,002, 1,003. Because they didn't have any watches or anything. They just knew, they heard somebody else say, that's a good way to count 1,001, because then it's closer to a second. And so all the kids were doing it. And they were running, and they were having such fun. And pretty soon, Charlotte was standing up. And as she stood up, she says, I think I'm going to try it too. And so she walked over to the chair, and then she took a deep breath. And just then, her mother walked in the door, and Charlotte ran across the room to the other chair and stood there and says, one, two, three. And then she ran back to the other chair, and then she says, I did it, I did it. And then she went over to her bed and sat down, and her mother dropped the tray of food she had in her hands and said, Charlotte, Charlotte, what are you doing, Charlotte? And Charlotte said, I'm having fun, Mom. You're having fun. You're sick. You're supposed to be bad. Mom. And the doctor hadn't left the house yet. He was still talking to the father in the other room. And he heard all the commotion. And he came in and he said, what's going on here? And Charlotte said, I just ran from that chair to this other chair and I counted to three. I ran back in. And the doctor said, well, would you do that for me? And Charlotte said, sure. So she got up. She was feeling a little better now even. And she stood by the chair and she ran to the other chair and counted one, two, three, and ran back to the first chair. And then she went over to the bed and she sat down. Whew. And she said, whew. And the doctor says, whew. And all the kids joined with Charlotte and said, phew, phew, phew. And they always say, phew. And Charlotte said, oh, come on now. And the kid says, but Charlotte, you do that so nice. And Charlotte, I think you're holding perfect. And all the children said, Charlotte's holding perfect, Charlotte's holding perfect, Charlotte's holding perfect, Charlotte's holding perfect, Charlotte's holding perfect. And Charlotte's mother said, now, you kids, you're making such a fuss here. And the doctor said, let me take Charlotte's temperature. And so he took Charlotte's temperature. And then he took her pulse. And he said, do you know, there's nothing wrong with this girl. She is whole and perfect. And the children chimed out, Charlotte's whole and perfect, Charlotte's whole and perfect, Charlotte's whole and perfect, Charlotte's whole and perfect, Charlotte's whole and perfect. And they sang it, and they sang it, and then Charlotte started singing, I am whole and perfect, I am whole and perfect, I am whole and perfect. And then the mother and father started singing, Charlotte's whole and perfect. Oh, Charlotte's whole and perfect. And the doctor said, Charlotte, you are whole and perfect. You can go and play now. And Charlotte got out. She said, just a minute. Mother made me something to eat, and she dropped it. Now I'm hungry. Mother said, come on, kids, help me pick this up. Now, I'm going to go in the kitchen and make a nice dinner for Charlotte. Okay, so Charlotte said, okay, kids, I'll be right out. And she got dressed, and she got her play clothes on, and she went out in the other room, and she had a lovely supper that her mother fixed for her. And then she went out to play with the kids. And she was out there for about a half an hour, and she came back in. She says, Mom, I think I'm ready to take a little rest. I have had a good day. And I feel so wonderful, Mom. I feel so wonderful. Thank you, Mom, for helping me be whole and perfect. And the mother said, yes, we helped you, but your friends helped you the most because they saw you whole and perfect when it was hard for us to see you that way. Charlotte, you have some very wonderful friends. Thanks, Mom. I know that. Thanks. Isn't it wonderful? Oh, boys and girls, here comes the Sandman. He's got his bag of pixie dust. He's going to drop it on children all over the world and help them have happy, beautiful, wonderful dreams. Charlotte, time for you to crawl in bed, too. You've had a lovely, quick time and a wonderful show, and you've done wonderful things now. But it's time to go to bed now. Okay, Mr. Sandman, I'll go to bed. Okay, Mr. Cannon, you going to be here by? Yes, Charlotte, I am there. And all the children went home, and Charlotte climbed into her bed. And she says, you know, Mom, I feel awful good. And her mother said, Charlotte, I am so happy. And, you know, boys and girls, I'm Mr. Candle. And I'll be visiting another time. But until I do, know that I love you. I love you. I love you.